Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of the Disc Golf Answerman. I am Bobby Cool, Daddy Slick Breeze, and we're back with my first weekend after. It's been a whole weekend and a few days since opening the Cool Daddy Disc Golf Store, and I thought I'd give you guys an update. First of all, I hope you guys had a great 4th of July weekend and 4th of July day. I know it was kind of weird having 4th of July in the middle of the week. I did take the day off. I worked a little bit in the morning, but then met up with a buddy of mine and we played disc golf out here at Hunter Park. It was a great time. And then that Tuesday evening, went out and met up with some family out in Chelsea, Oklahoma to shoot off fireworks. And that was a great time. So, but hopefully you had a great weekend. Also over the weekend, I was able to meet up with my friend who I played disc golf with. Met up with him. His neighborhood has a great block party with some great fireworks. So it was a great time hanging out with some friends. So how did my first weekend go at Cool Daddy Disc Golf? It went awesome. So I did receive everything on June 30th. Everything came in and I started inventorying it box by box. I initially found the vanillas and the softy fuzzes because I knew that those were coming out first, or at least those, those are getting released that Friday on June 30th. So I was like, I want to get these out, let people know I have them so I can get some sales going in. That was a great choice because I did sell quite a few vanillas over the weekend and I'm still selling vanillas. I still have about a handful left right now as I'm looking over at my inventory. So if you want some vanillas, I have some left. I have plenty of softy fudge. But I started out with that getting inventoried, which was a great idea. And then Saturday I worked on it a little bit. And then, like I said before, I met up with some friends to celebrate 4th of July. And then I spent all day Sunday. And when I say all day, I woke up at about 8 o'clock, ate some breakfast, and all I did was list discs. And I think I stopped at about 9 o'clock in the evening, took a break, you know, for lunch, dropped off a few orders at the post office. But all other than that, I was listing orders. So what I decided was, based off feedback, was I was only going to take pictures when a color changed, not when the foil stamp changed. So in other words, I might have like an orange soda that has a teal stamp on it and an orange soda that has a gold stamp on it. I'm not going to take a picture of the different stamp colors, but I am going to take pictures of, if I have a pink soda, I'll take a picture that represents the pink you get. And then if I have an orange soda, I take a picture of the orange you get. And that way you can say, hey, I want a pink 172. And then of course I did break it down individually. So if you want a 172, you can get a 172. If you want a 173, you can get a 173. I know that some stores will list it to where they have like the range. So like you can either get a 172 or 173, or I've seen some ranges where it's 172, 173, 175 are all in one clump or all in one list item. And that's how I do misprints. So if you say, I want something between a 172, 170, I think, can't remember how, 170, 172. If you want something in that range, you select that line item and that's what I'll send, something within that range. Well, I didn't do that for each disc because I know a lot of people are very particular about the weight they get. So I have that. Now there was a mold, the butter, which the steady plastic looks really nice with kind of like a marble looking look to it. So those, there's about out of the 20, there was a handful of those that had different patterns in them. And so I took pictures of those individually so that you can say, oh, I like that pattern. I want that pattern, that marble looking pattern. So I'll select that. So I think that's how I'm going to do going forward. Now I did, after I finished all the inventory, I did notice that Clash did not send me some Wild Honey and a few other, that they didn't send what they should have sent me based on the invoice they emailed me. So I reached out to them. They quickly realized what had happened and they're on their way here. But I was disappointed in the sense that I know that Wild Honeys are great sellers. And I know that they're supposed to come. I hope I'm getting the ones that have the kind of the orbit looking, just because I'm familiar with DD. I can't remember what other companies call it, but it's kind of that duo tone or duo color look to it, where it's got like a round or an orbit around the edge of the disc. And that's the different color. So those will take a little bit longer because I am going to take those individual pictures of those because I know they're going to be unique looking, each of them. So I want you to be able to get out there and go, oh, I like that particular pattern. That's the one I want. So I got some wild honeys coming. They should be here July 11th. So, but what I found interesting is that it took a lot longer to do the inventory and to post everything than I thought because some molds came in three different colors. And again, I wanted to take a picture of each color. And then the whole process of figuring out, okay, so I take a picture. I didn't want to just put the picture out there with a square. I like it when it's a PNG or it's a transparent background where it's all you see is the disc and nothing in the background, right? Thank God. I remember when I worked at Dynamic Discs and Jacob, or we called him Temp, he gave us a template where it had a circle where we could get, I don't know the technical terms for the show Photoshop, but we would, in other words, I believe it was a mask, and we would put the disc in the center. If he didn't do it, we would do this. So we put the disc in the center and we'd say mask out this circle around it. Well, thankfully, Photoshop has now progressed to where their background remover is excellent. So I think out of maybe 30 or 40 pictures I took, maybe three or four, I had to go in and kind of erase a little bit of the edges because it didn't quite capture the edge. But other than that, it did a great job of moving the background so that when I posted the photo, it was simply a disc. And I think it looks so clean. The only thing that I ran into about halfway through that I realized was I wasn't controlling the size. In other words, I wasn't saying a standard of size. So there are some photos where the disc looks a little bit bigger. So it looks a little not very uniform on some pages. It doesn't look terrible, but some of them you can tell a lot. Some of you can't really tell. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to figure out a way to say, okay, this is the standard way I'm going to have the image of the disc on the PNG or on the image file so that they all look uniform and look all the same size. If you know of a way of doing that specifically without hand doing it by eye, then let me know for sure. The other thing that I notice is that when I do look around at other .coms, that within the image, they actually put the flight numbers. And I thought, well, that might be something real quick as you're shopping. Because that's kind of the next thing I was talking about was the next thing what I did was once I had everything listed, then it was like, how do I organize the website so that you can quickly get to product? Because I know when I worked in IT and we would work on programs, I would work on super simple programs using the code that for, I can't remember what was it called. Was it called Scimitar? I think it's called Scimitar. Anyway, the banking software language. And our objective was always to make something the least amount of clicks. If something takes me five clicks, then I might give up because I don't want to take five clicks to get to what I want to shop for. If something can go down to two clicks or three clicks, then I want to do that. And so how do I make it to where someone comes to my website and immediately says, I know what to shop for. I know what I want. It's good. This is going to take the least amount of clicks. So right now, I have the latest releases, which I'm thinking that's at the top. People want to know what the latest and greatest is. And then after that, it's broken down into shop by category, which in other words, I'm thinking when a disc golf shopper goes to the store, they're going to think, how do I shop by, I want to shop by distance driver. I want to shop by fairway driver. I want to shop by mid-range. I want to shop by putters. This is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a driver. I'm looking for a distance driver. I'm looking for a fairway driver. So I have that. Now, in between the latest release and the shop by category, I do have some nice looking pictures that say, okay, this is also some things you might want to check out. Like right now, it's the Jacob Curtis Tour Series Sunny Peppermint or the Berry Blueberry Glow. Or the new fudge. In other words, here's some things you might want to check out real quick. And then I do have the Disc Golf Answer Man whale sack. So those are out there as well. And then I have shop by category. And then I have under that Clash Discs apparel. And then after that, I have the Cool Daddy blog, which is just me blogging on the site. Because I believe that in order to kind of stay relevant and not get a stagnant site, you want to constantly be adding content. One of the things you can constantly add is a blog. So I write blog articles. So That's how I have set up. I'm thinking that's a nice, clean way to have it set up. I don't know. We'll have to see how it performs. If you guys have any, again, if you have any insights or anything, go to the Disc Golf Answer Man Facebook page. Let me know what your thoughts are on that. Now, fortunately, I also have sitting in boxes some new releases that come out July 14th. The Lotus, the Steady Lotus, which I have. Oh, by the way, I have thrown the Vanilla. And I am loving the Vanilla. It reminds me sort of a Grace from Latitude 64. I threw it a few times when I went and played with my buddy. I need to go out and throw it some more. The Lotus, the Steady Lotus, which is not supposed to be as overstable as the Special Blend Lotus that came out. And I did notice that it's not quite as overstable, but it's still a little more overstable than I thought it was going to be. Now, I need to definitely get out there and throw it some more, maybe break it in a little bit and see how it goes. I know from some of the people that have bigger arms than me have said that they love the flight of it. So I want to get out there and try it some more. I also have sitting in the waiting Steady Spice. So this is, of course, Eric Oakley's helped design the Spice. He has his Thought Space Athletics stamped Spice, which is his tour series. But we also have what's coming out, the Steady Spice, which is just a stock stamped Spice. So that's all sitting in boxes waiting for July 14th, or at least closer to July 14th. Now, I already have it in inventory, but I have it saved as a draft, so you can't see it on the website. But I have it set out to where as soon as July 14th, I think we're going to do, so I know that they're doing releases on July 14th. Now, at Dynamic Discs, our new release Thursday was always Thursdays at 11 a.m. And so I knew that our followers were like, okay, new releases. I mean, I would see it on social media. People like, hey, when's the new this coming out? And people knew it. Thursday at 11 a.m. That's Dynamic Discs release time. So I think what I'm going to start with me is Friday. So we're going to have hashtag new release Friday is going to be probably follow the same pattern. 11 a.m. Central on Friday. So 11 a.m. Central, things are going to, I'm going to hit the switch to make those available. And so that people can go out there and purchase those. The Steady Spice, the Steady Peppermint, and the Steady Lotus, all available July 14th. So I'm super excited about that. So where am I at now? Now that I have the website set up the way I want to set it up, I'll test it out to see if people like shopping this way. Is now it's time to implement other strategies. I'm going to continue posting things to the Cool Daddy Instagram, the Cool Daddy Facebook page to make sure people are aware of what's going on. I'm going to keep writing blog articles, keep doing newsletters, keep doing all the organic stuff that you do to make sure that people, that your store and your name is top of mind, because that's how I always thought about it, was top of mind. How do I make sure that when you pick up your phone and you start twiddling around on Instagram or thumbing through Facebook or TikTok, that how do I figure out how to make sure that I am presented, I'm in front of you? That's what I did at Dynamic Discs. That's what I do now. How can I be in front of you so that you may not make a purchase right then, but I'm somewhere in your mind so that when it comes to buying stuff, disc golf, you're going to go and you're going to think of Dynamic Discs. So when you think of buying Clash discs, I want you to think of Cool Daddy Disc Golf. So that's kind of, now I haven't written out. My next step is now to write down a whole marketing strategy, game plan, and everything like that. So I'm going to work on that probably tomorrow. So I got that to take care of. I'm not going to do any Facebook ads quite yet. That's probably going to be a couple months down the road. I want to get some organic stuff established, start testing out what posts do really well to see what I can boost or what if I make a similar post as a Facebook ad. So, and then of course you always test. So I got that going on. Oh, and more disc golf YouTube reviews. I've gotten messages. I actually hesitated making disc golf video reviews. Now I know I did it with Dynamic Disc, but I always had Eric McKay with me, or I had Danny, or ended up having, or Anthony. But it, of course it was me and Eric. Me and Eric, we started out, had an idea. I was like, the biggest thing I noticed is people was like, people would say, I can't throw like the big guns. I like watching them throw it. Now, granted, a lot of people buy based on what the big guys throw, the big top touring guys. But I also knew that we had the average guy, the regular guy that was like, I love watching them throw, but I'm not going to be able to throw like them. I can't throw a big disc like they're throwing. So I came up with, I forgot the name of it. I made it. How does this throw for you? Basically, I wanted to show Am versus Pro, how does the disc throw for you? So if we had a Trespass, how does it throw for Eric McCabe versus how does it throw for me? Not saying that's a good or a bad disc for either of us, but in other words, there are a lot of times people would say, this disc is no good. And I would think, but it's good for me. Have you ever seen me throw it? Watch me throw it. Now, Eric McCabe might throw it and it's going to go boom over to the right. It's going to be so understable, but for me, it's going to be nice and straight. So anyway, I wanted to demonstrate that. So my point was, I'm rambling, sorry. My point was, is that I've done videos with them, but it was like, how do I do videos just from me, just me throwing? Are people going to really want to watch this? And actually the feedback has been awesome. Now, I'm not some big YouTuber where I've got a lot of followers, but I have enjoyed making the videos and I have enjoyed the feedback getting from you guys saying that you enjoy watching the videos and you learn from the videos of what discs do. We're going to have more videos coming out on the Clash Disc side. We're working with Eric Oakley, James Proctor, produce some videos to show how they throw Clash Discs. And then we'll have myself on my YouTube channel, Uncle Bobby Jr., how I throw discs. So that's another tactic I'm going to use, is creating YouTube video reviews, constantly posting information out there. Once I get the basics of the molds out there and the basic throws, then I'm going to try to work with some people here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to make some round videos where maybe for 6 or 7 holes, we'll play a certain park out here and I'll show you what I'm throwing as far as class discs, so you can see the choices I'm making based on the disc and the flight, and that'll help maybe you understand how certain discs fly. So yeah, guys, that's where I'm at right now with the Cool Daddy Disc Golf Store. Again, things are going good. Orders are coming in every day. I love it. It's amazing. And I know it's just going to go up from here. It's just going to keep growing. And that's because of you guys listening, you guys watching me on Facebook and YouTube and Instagram. And I really appreciate that. CoolDaddyDiscGolf.com if you're ready to place an order. And I appreciate you guys. Thanks.